A rematch 364 days in the making. For the second year in a row, it's the East versus the West, a powerhouse against a powerhouse, a matchup rivaled only by 1980 Lake Placid. It's the Harbor Beach Pirates and the USA Patriots squaring off in the district championship of 84. Good evening and welcome to a presentation of WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. And to the right of me, as always, is John Mooney.
You know, Al Michaels once observed, "Do you believe in miracles?" Last year, Josh Schulke was the one that hit a last-second shot to defeat USA. Will another miracle happen tonight? Stay with us.
We're also joined by our sideline correspondent this evening on WLW Sports. Please welcome Ryan Brown back to our broadcast.
Hey, everybody. I can't think of a greater game to be a part of tonight. We got two teams that know each other great. The matchup from last year is fresh in their memories, I'm sure, and it's going to be a great ball game.
We also have the pleasure of our Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson, being with us tonight, providing the intangible stance as we're lined up for a great game ahead of us. The USA Patriots and the Harbor Beach Pirates trying to continue on the road to the Breslin Center on WLEW Sports, your home for high school basketball. 102.1 FM and WLEWSports.com. With insurance, it's not about the cost, it's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey, and when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there also comes a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Sebowing Family Medicine encourage exercise and all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Sebring Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
Sebring Family Medicine, a division of Sure Healthcare Network. People you trust, caring for people you love.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Oh, poor fella. Not only doesn't he have a car, he doesn't have a local insurance agent. He saved $2 a month by buying insurance from an 800 number company in New York. So now what?
You have reached 1-800-CHEAP-POLICY. If your home or business is burned down, press 1. If your home or business is still burning, press 2.
An independent local agent would be ready to help and start claim work 24 hours a day.
If you have had work or household accident, or have been bitten by a dog, cat, rat, bat, snake, or child, push 3. Auto accidents, push 4.
And your local agent can modify your policies to always give you the best coverage and price.
If you've just had a dent and fender, push 1. If it's a real mess, push 2. If you are bleeding profusely, press 3. If it was your fault, please hang up now.
See your Huron County independent insurance agents. McVeigh Insurance, Peruski Insurance, Aromsix Insurance in Bedax. The Power Agency in Kaysville. Caulfield Insurance in Kaysville or Seaboyne. Bailey Insurance in Pigeon. The Harbor Beach Agency in Harbor Beach. Alber Insurance in Harbor Beach or Port Hope. And Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin.
WLW Sports is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb, the Huron County Independent Insurance Agent, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Kohler Propane, up against you gas like Kohler's, Sure Healthcare Network, Stephen Family Medicine, Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948, the K&S Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach, Saginaw Valley State University, and USA Schools, Think USA. This game broadcast a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distributions of the subscriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. And the internet and cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Cellular on their 4G LTE network, the talk of the Thumb. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown through call tonight. Also with us tonight, Kayla Carson. She's doing the stats for us in what is going to be turning out to be a stellar of a District 84 District Championship here in Lakers.
A lot of tradition on the line here between these two teams, don't you think, Clark?
Yes, in terms of the Thumb of Michigan, it's the granddaddy of them all, the District Championship. And tonight we have two teams very familiar with District hardware. In fact, Harbor Beach and USA have combined for every single District Championship since 1999, with the exception of two. That is 13 collective titles since 1999. Impressive, to say the least. Let's take a look at how exactly we got here on the night. In the first round, Lakers drew a bye. Cass City took on USA. USA defeated Cass City by 11, 62-51. USA and Lakers advanced to Wednesday's play. Harbor Beach defeated Ubley 62-53 on Monday. Sandusky defeated Bad Axe 62-45. So Harbor Beach and Sandusky continue to play on Wednesday. In the first game on Wednesday on your doubleheader action on WLW Sports, USA just pummeled Lakers 57-33, winning by 24 points and punching their ticket to the district championship. And Harbor Beach squeezed by Sandusky 53-48. Harbor Beach trailed by 9 points at one point in that game and somehow hung on for the victory to make it to the district championship for the fifth year in a row. USA and Harbor Beach are now pitted against each other. Ryan Brown, what are your general thoughts of this district so far?
Well, the district has played out just like we kind of thought it would. You got the top two seeds in the district championship here. And then going into this game, I'm looking at the stats over the last 4 years of the four district titles. When USA and Harbor Beach played each other, it's been a total of 2 points that separated USA from having two more district crowns in their hardware. So this game it's going to be everything lived up to. It's going to have a lot of energy. It's going to be very eventful throughout the whole game.
John, what are your thoughts?
You know, when I think of USA, I think of some greats, people who have coached there that are Hall of Fame. You talk about Olin Dunkel, for example, or John Mannanen. But, you know, the last since 1999 up until now, it's been two guys that have been going back and forth at it. And we're talking about Mark Gainforth of USA and Ron Rubel of Harbor Beach. Those two have really had a tradition of competitiveness that is unequaled by any of the coaches prior to them.
And in fact, those two played against each other in high school. Way back in the day. We won't get into that right now, though. 17 minutes away from tipping off the district championship here as the crowd is filing in. I'd say we got over a half full gym already, and we have plenty of time to get over to Lakers tonight for the district championship in District 84 of the MHSAA playoffs on WLAW Sports, your home for high school basketball. USA and Harbor Beach up next.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations.